Canada's Freedom Convoy claiming its first victories. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, as two Canadian provinces drop their vaccine mandates.
Alberta becoming the first to cave and announcing an end to vaccine passports as Saskatchewan quickly follows suit. Premier of Alberta, Jason Kenney, saying the end to COVID restrictions will begin immediately.
The restriction exemption program has served its useful purpose. It's done its job.
Meanwhile, rows and rows of semis and construction trucks still lining the streets of the Canadian capital, where police are warning protesters not to bring the truckers fuel or supplies, a warning that's largely been ignored.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. Truckers yesterday blocked access to the Canadian side of the Ambassador Bridge between Windsor, Ontario and Detroit, one of the busier border crossings. Illinois could loosen its mask mandate as early as today, Governor J.B. Pritzker says, because hospitals are no longer being overwhelmed. Students tried to present cease and desist paperwork to the Loudoun County, Virginia School Board last night over their face mask mandate. They refused it. Schools have been threatening to charge unmasked students who show up at school with trespassing. Texas Congressman Troy Nels, one of 30 GOP lawmakers, charging Capitol Hill police are illegally surveilling them.
Nels says police went into his office without his permission in November and took photos of confidential material, an allegation that Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger denies. Manger says an officer found the door to Nels' office open and went to investigate, but Nels believes he's being targeted in part because of his criticism of the department's handling of the January 6th Capitol attack.
I'm telling you, they're coming after anyone that has a dissenting point of view.
Manger firing back, saying his department does not conduct surveillance on members, their staff, or their offices, nor does it have a dossier on those who work on Capitol Hill.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The USA's gold medal drought at the Beijing Winter Olympics is over. Lindsay Jacobellis competing in her fifth Olympic Games, winning the snowboard cross event. It's the first gold of the 2022 Olympics for the U.S. team. The House has passed a bill to extend government spending authority into next month. Approval by the Senate still needed, though, to avoid a partial government shutdown at the end of next week. The House also voting to ease some budget restrictions on the post office.
The Postal Service has been saying unless Congress acts, it's going to run out of cash by 2024. Now the House has passed the Postal Reform Act. It ends the requirement that the service pay in advance for health care for current and retired workers for the next 75 years. It also means the service has to set up an online dashboard so users can see how long it takes to get letters and packages delivered. The measure got bipartisan support in the House. It's expected to get the same when it heads next to the Senate. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
The Kremlin is denying a claim by French President Macron that President Putin promised him he would not further escalate the Ukraine crisis. Russia has dispatched three warships carrying troops and tanks to the Black Sea, potentially giving them access to Ukraine's largest port city, Odessa. A dispute over yard work turns deadly in Florida.
Palm Bay police say 66-year-old Kyung Moulton was annoyed to find a pile of leaves on her front lawn. So Moulton decided to use a leaf blower to blow the leaves back onto her neighbor's lawn. The neighbor and his 87-year-old mother then confronted Moulton, and it quickly got heated. When the man's sister tried to help, police say Moulton slapped her in the face, resulting in a scuffle. Moulton is accused of stabbing both siblings and pushing their elderly mother to the ground. She's charged with aggravated battery, but Moulton denies stabbing anyone. Tom Bergotti, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.